Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in a small shop with an ever-present humming sound. Why, there is a woman spinning flax into linen. Look how fast her fingers fly. But the room is a bit stuffy, and I must say she doesn't look very happy. This spinster is working because she must, rather than because she is enjoying what she is making. Today's story is about how a girl with no interest in spinning flax into linen all day creates a new destiny for herself. It's called The Three Spinsters. There was once a girl who would not spin, and her mother was quite upset. After all, their family lived in a small flat above a spinning shop, and they depended on spinning to earn their wages. If their daughter refused to spin, then she was not helping to put food on the table and clothes on all of their backs. The mother pleaded, "Daughter, please, please help me with the spinning. I cannot spin for the both of us. My fingers are older and slower than they used to be, and I am very tired. Do not be so lazy." But day after day, the dreamy girl refused to spin until at last, at the end of her tether, her mother lost her temper entirely. "I've had it with you. You take advantage of your poor old mother and never help a wink. Why, you should be ashamed of yourself." Now, the daughter was not really a horrible little girl. She did love her mother very much, but she always had her head in the clouds and really did not have the focus or talent for spinning. Plus, she hated it. Perhaps if their family business had been baking or gardening out in the sunshine, the girl would have been a greater help. In any event, she felt very sad when her mother yelled at her, and so she began to cry. Just at that moment, the queen was going by their shop. As she heard the crying, she stopped, and she asked the mother what was going on with her daughter, who was now sobbing so loudly that everyone outside in the street could hear her cries. Well, the woman was ashamed to tell the queen about her daughter's laziness, So instead she fibbed and said, I cannot stop her from spinning. She's forever at it, and I am poor and cannot provide her with enough flax to spin. At this the queen smiled and answered, Well, then I have a perfect solution. I like nothing better than the sound of the spinning wheel, and always feel happy when I hear its humming. Let me take your daughter with me to the castle. I have plenty of flax there. She shall spin there to her heart's content. The mother was only too glad for the offer, as it meant one less mouth to feed at any rate, and the queen took the girl with her. When they reached the castle, the queen showed her three rooms, which were filled all the way to the ceiling with the finest flax. Now you can spin me this flax, said the queen, and when you can show it to me all done and made into linen, you may marry my oldest son. You may be poor, but you're very beautiful, and I like that you are a hard worker. With such hard work, you will deserve the finest life. The girl was inwardly terrified, for she knew she could not spin the flax into linen, even if she were to live to be 100 years old, and if she were to sit spinning every day of her life from morning until evening. And so, when the queen left her to it, and she was alone, the girl began to weep, and she sat there for 3 days without putting her hand to a single strand of flax. On the third day, the queen came to check on the girl, and when she saw that nothing had been spun, she was very surprised. But the clever girl excused herself by saying that she had not been able to begin because of the distress she was in at leaving her home and her mother. The excuse contented the queen, but the queen still said, "Pull yourself together, my dear. The time for missing your mother is past. Tomorrow you must begin this work." When the girl found herself alone again, she did not know how to help herself or what to do, and in her perplexity she went and gazed out the window. There she saw three women passing by, and the first of them had a broad, flat foot, the second had a big underlip that hung down over her chin, and the third had a remarkably broad thumb. They all stopped in front of the window and called out to ask what it was that the girl wanted and why she was staring at them. She told them of her problem with the spinning, and they promised to help her and said, "Once we've helped you with the spinning, will you invite us to your wedding and not be ashamed of us and call us your cousins and let us sit at your table? If you will promise this, we will finish off your flax spinning in a very short time." "With all my heart," answered the girl. "Only come in now and begin at once, please." And so the three spinsters came in, and the girl cleared a space in the first room for them to sit and carry on their spinning. The first one drew out the thread and moved the treadle that turned the wheel. The second moistened the thread. The third twisted it and rapped with her finger on the table. And as often as she rapped, a heap of yarn fell to the ground, and it was most beautifully spun. But the girl hid the three spinsters out of the queen's sight and only showed her, as often as the queen came to visit, the heaps of well-spun yarn. And there was no end to the praise she received. When the first room was empty, the three spinsters went on to the second room and then to the third room, so that at last all was finished. Then the three women took their leave, saying to the girl, "Do not forget what you have promised, and it will be all the better for you." So when the girl took the queen and showed her the empty rooms and the great heaps of yarn and linens, the wedding was at once arranged, and the groom rejoiced that he had such a clever and diligent wife and praised her exceedingly. "I have three cousins," said the girl, "and as they have shown me a great deal of kindness, I would not wish to forget them in my good fortune. May I be allowed to invite them to the wedding and to ask them to sit at the table with us?" The queen and the groom said at once, "Of course!" So when the wedding feast began, in came the three spinsters in strange guise, and the bride said, "Dear cousins, you are welcome."
"Oh," said the bridegroom, "how is it that you have such dreadfully ugly relations, my dear wife?"
And then he went up to the first spinster and said,
"How is it that you have such a broad, flat foot?"
"With treading," answered she, "with treading." Then he went up to the second and said,
"How is it that you have such a great hanging lip?"
"With licking," answered she, "with licking." Then he asked the third,
"How is it that you have such a broad thumb?"
"With twisting thread," answered she, "with twisting thread." Recoiling in horror, the groom at once announced that his beautiful bride should never touch a spinning wheel again, as he did not want her to end up with a flat foot, hanging lip, or broad thumb. And this suited her just fine, as she had escaped tiresome flax spinning once and for all. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.